nose is holy. The tongue and cock and hand and asshole holy. Everything is holy. Everybody's holy. Everywhere is holy. Every day is an eternity. Every man's an angel. The bum's as holy as the seraphim. The madman is holy as you, my soul, are holy. The typewriter is holy, the poem is holy, the voice is holy, the hearers are holy, the ecstasy is holy. Holy Peter, holy Alan, holy Solomon, holy Lucian, holy Kerouac, holy Hunky, holy Burroughs, holy Cassidy, holy the unknown buggered and suffering beggars, holy the hideous human angel, holy my mother in the insane asylum, holy the cocks of the grandfathers of Kansas, holy the groaning saxophone, holy the bop apocalypse, holy the jazz bands, marijuana hipsters, geese and junk and drums, holy the solitudes of skyscrapers and pavements, holy the cafeterias filled with the minions, holy the mysterious rivers of tears under the street, holy the lone juggernaut, holy the vast lamb of the middle class, holy the crazy shepherds of rebellion. Who digs Los Angeles is Los Angeles. Holy New York, holy San Francisco, holy Peoria and Seattle, holy Paris, holy Tangier, holy Moscow, holy Istanbul. Holy time in eternity, holy eternity in time. Holy the clocks in space, holy the fourth dimension. Holy the fifth international. Holy the angel in Moloch. Holy the sea, holy the desert, holy the railroad, holy the locomotive, holy the visions, holy the hallucinations, holy the miracles, holy the eyeball, holy the abyss, holy forgiveness, mercy, charity, faith, ours, body, suffering, magnanimity, holy the supernatural, extra brilliant, intelligent, kindness of the soul.
Trois poèmes de Jean Cocteau, récités par l'auteur. Premier poème, le buste. Fallait y penser, voilà tout. Résoudre ce problème exige une certaine connaissance des propriétés mystérieuses du marbre. Bref, voici comment procédait le buste romain. Il attendait la nuit noire. Alors, dépliant le lacet, dont la sinuosité, sans oublier celle des orbites, de l'arcade sourcilière, des narines, des oreilles, des lèvres, formait ses innombrables profils, dépliant, dis-je, avec méthode, plus long qu'un fleuve, plus solide que l'acier, plus souple que la soie, cette chose vivante, propre à se mettre en vrille, à percer les murailles, à se glisser sous les portes et par les trous de serrure, attentif, sans perdre de vue son ouvrage, à retenir les moindres nœuds qu'il défaisait et qu'il lui faudrait exactement refaire au retour sous peine de mort, le buste ingénieux et cruel, après avoir traversé plusieurs immeubles nocturnes, étranglait l'homme endormi. Voilà tout. Résoudre ce problème exige une certaine connaissance des propriétés mystérieuses du marbre. Bref, voici comment procédait le buste romain. Il attendait la nuit noire. Alors, dépliant le lacet, dont la sinuosité, sans oublier celle des orbites, de l'arcade sourcilière, des narines, des oreilles, des lèvres, formait ses innombrables profils, dépliant, dis-je, avec méthode, plus long qu'un fleuve, plus solide que l'acier, plus souple. souple que la soie, cette chose vivante, propre à se mettre en brille, à percer les murailles, à se glisser sous les portes et par les trous de serrure, attentif, sans perdre de vue son ouvrage, à retenir les moindres nœuds qu'il défaisait et qu'il lui faudrait exactement refaire au retour sous peine de mort, le buste ingénieux et cruel, après avoir traversé plusieurs immeubles nocturnes, étranglait l'homme endormi.
Imagination is a magic carpet upon which we may soar to distant lands and climes, and even go beyond the moon to any planet in the space. We came from nowhere here, why can't we go? Imagination is a magic carpet upon which we may soar to distant lands and climes, and even go beyond the moon to any planet in the space. We came from nowhere here, why can't we go?
Show with Anderson, idem the same. I knew too they threw them. I knew too that he was through. I knew too that he threw them. I knew too that they were through. I knew them. I knew too them. If they tear a hunter through, if they tear through a hunter, if they tear through a hunt and the hunter, if they tear through the different sizes of the six, the different sizes of the six which are these. A woman with a white package under one arm and a black package under the other arm, and dressed in brown with a white blouse. The second, St. Joseph, the third, a hunter in a blue coat and black garters and a plaid cap. A fourth, a knife grinder who is full face, and a very little woman with black hair and a yellow hat, and an excellently smiling, appropriate soldier. All these as you please. In the meantime, examples of the same village. In this way, please have you run. What do I see? A very little snail, a medium-sized turkey, a small band of sheep, a fair orange tree. All nice wives are like that. Listen to them from here. Oh, you did not have an answer? Here? Yes. A very valentine. Very fine is my valentine, very fine and very mine. Very mine is my valentine, very mine and very fine. Very fine is my valentine and mine. Very fine, very mine and mine is my valentine. We were able to notice that each one in a way carried a bundle. They were not trouble to them, nor were they all bundles. As some of them were chickens, some of them pets, some of them sheep, and some of them bundles. They were not a trouble to them, and then indeed we learned it was the principal recreation. And they were so arranged that they were not given away. And today they were given away. I will not look at them again. They will not look for them again. They have not seen them here again. They are in there and we hear them again. In which way are stars brighter than they are? When we have come to this decision, we mention many thousands of buds. And when I close my eyes, I see. If you hear her snore, it is not before you love her. You love her so that to be her beau is very lovely. She is sweetly there, and her curly hair is very lovely. She is sweetly here, and I am very near, and that is very lovely. She is my tender sweet, and her little feet are stretched out well, which is a treat and very lovely. Her little tender nose is between her little eyes, which close, and are very lovely. She is very lovely, and mine, which is very lovely. On her way. If you can see why she feels that she kneels, if you can see why he knows that he shows what he bestows, If you can see why they share what they share, need we question that there is no doubt that by this time, if they had intended to come, they would have sent some notice of such intention. She and they, and indeed the decision itself, is not early to satisfaction. Let us describe. Let us describe how they went. It was a very windy night, and the road, although in excellent condition and extremely well graded, has many turnings. And although the curves are not sharp, the rise is considerable. It was a very windy night, and some of the larger vehicles found it more prudent not to venture. In consequence, some of those who had planned to go were unable to do so. Many others did go, and there was a sacrifice. Of what shall we? A sheep, a hen, a cock, a village, a ruin, and all that. And then, that having been blessed, let us bless it.
Hi, I'm voting for Barack Obama because I need change.
I'm not voting because I'm not a citizen, but I am allowed to volunteer. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
I'm voting in this election because I don't want the government to take care of me. I would rather do something for my country than have my country do something for me.
Oh, hey, I'm not voting, of course, because I cannot vote. I'm under 18, but I would vote for McCain because I do not believe in spreading the wealth.
I am not voting because I forgot to register to vote, and I will not be in the country during the voting day. And I apologize because I realize how important voting is.
I am voting for Barack Obama because Dick Cheney just endorsed McCain.
I'm not voting in this election because I'm only 16, but if I could vote, I would definitely vote for Bob Barr. I've done a lot of research and he's the only candidate that I agree with. If Ron Paul had won the Republican nomination, I would love to see him become president, but as is John McCain and Barack Obama, neither one support the ideas that I want this nation to uphold. Bob Barr's candidate that we should elect.
I'm voting in this election because it is my fundamental right as an American to choose who I want to be my leader.
I'm voting for John McCain because he's white.
While I consider all politicians to be liars, I find Barack Obama's lies to be a lot more palatable than John McCain's. So, I'm voting for Barack.
Hi, I'm voting for John McCain because, like him, I'm a maverick. But on second thought, since I'm such a maverick, I think I'm going to go my own way and vote for Obama.
I'm voting for Ralph Nader in this election because the worst things that happened in the past 8 years or detriment to civil liberties and our foreign policy, and he's the only one who prevents the Clintons from all those.
I'm not voting because I don't support the man.
No matter what they say, they will not do. Vote nobody. Nobody will listen to you. Nobody will fix this country. Nobody will help our situation.
I'm voting for Barack Obama because I feel like I'm just not confident that John McCain can make it through 4 years. Just be healthy enough to make it through 4 years, and Sarah Palin really scares me.
Hi, I'm voting for Barack Obama because although his environmental policies aren't exactly as dramatic as I might want them to be, you can look at McCain's record and it's pretty clear that the environment would vote Obama.
Hi, I'm voting for McCain because I like him. I'm a moderate. He's a moderate. Well, moderate in relation to how the candidates are. And I think it would be very interesting to see what he would do in the White House. Okay, remember to vote. Bye.
I'm voting because this year my vote will count.
Hey, I'm from Michigan, and I'm under 18, so I can't vote, but I got my boyfriend to vote Obama, and I got tons of other people to vote Obama, so, woo, hope he wins. Good luck. Ciao.
I'm not voting in this election because the President of the United States does not make a difference.
I'm voting because it's my civic responsibility and I feel like I need to be able to at least say that I had a voice.
No matter what they say, they will not do. Vote nobody. Nobody will listen to you. Nobody will fix this country. Nobody will help our situation.
I'm voting for Barack Obama because I'd like to Barack the vote.
Yes, I voted for John McCain for President of the United States. I do not feel as though I can trust Obama, and it's just not clear what kind of policies he put into place that would impact myself and my family. And in case you had not heard, the Mac is back.
I'm voting for Barack Obama because the last 8 years have been terrible. We do not need a president who voted the same as President Bush over 80% of the time. We need someone who has a global perspective and puts priorities of the middle class above corporations. We need to end a failed war and invest in other forms of energy, and I believe Obama is the most dedicated to these issues.
I'm not voting because I'm a felon.
Hey man, I'm voting for John McCain because I just don't like the idea of again getting into office. He's going to overturn everything we've done. He's going to have a Black History 2 months. I don't like it. All right?
I'm voting for Barack Obama because I want a president and a vice president that know how to pronounce the word nuclear.
Hi, I'm voting for Barack Obama because I never want the government to tell me what I should do with my body, especially my uterus.
I'm voting for a different party because no matter how you look at it, Republican or Democrat, they're no different. The Democrats haven't done anything to fix this country, neither have the Republicans. So it's time for a new party.
Hi, I'm voting for Bob Barr because in this election, the most important issue is the Constitution.
I'm voting for Obama because John McCain's a dickhead and Sarah Palin will absolutely destroy this country.
I voted for Andrew Jackson. Old Hickory!
I'm voting for Obama because I'm sick of the same old in politics.
Bob Barr.
Hi. If you believe one of these candidates knows you more than you know yourself and can make important decisions about your life better than you can, then vote, by all means. I don't believe those things, so I can't join you if you do. I believe too strongly in my power to represent myself.
Google Ron Paul!
I'm not voting because it's my right as an American not to.
We're with KBLO Community Radio. And we just saw you dancing in the street. What are you dancing about?
Are
you excited?
Yes.
Hopeful.
Hopeful?
Yeah. Definitely.
Excited and hopeful.
Excited and hopeful.
I feel a sort of new motivation. I feel motivated.
Was this your first time you voted?
Second time. I was 18 last time, so... Yeah, I don't know, I just feel kind of, after years of stagnation and feeling like I didn't really have a place or a say or any ability to affect anything. I don't know, just no drive to change things. I felt like it was hopeless, I guess. And this all kind of is giving me a spark of hope. Yeah, definitely.
So you're not going to sit on your laurels, you're going to stay involved.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Of course.
Of course.
What's your name?
Desmond.
Desmond, how are you feeling about the outcome of the election?
I'm very excited and happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very excited about it. Yeah, we did it.
Anything else?
I mean, that's it. No, I'm speechless, I guess.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Portland so happy?
No, I've never even seen this after.
I've never seen it like...
Only when the Blazers won, man. Yeah.
No, I don't think even when the Blazers have won, it's been like this.
No,
not quite like this.
Not quite like this?
No, I don't think so.
Yay!
All right! Yay! We won!
The time is 11:15. This is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. This is Rich. The number down here is 503-231-8187. Stay tuned at midnight, and Dr. Zom will be on, spinning some very strange grooves, as he always does. And his show alternates with the Autonomy Hour with Kathy. Again, very strange music, a lot of it European influence, so you kind of can't go wrong with Thursday night in general, just the rotating shows. And of course, opposing this show is Turntabling with Jay. I think it's Crossfade, a new show. It's hard to remember all these new show names. And my show name. This is actually technically TBA. We haven't quite figured out what that is. It's the Trade Bread Alliance. We're not really sure yet. If you have a better name for the acronym TBA, call in. The number is 503-231-8187, and this is Rich. Right now we're hearing, in the background, we're hearing some 300,000 VK from the album Titan that came out in 2006, and we're listening to Cassini-Huygens. It's all music supposedly influenced by the Saturn probe, the Cassini-Huygens mission, so it's pretty interesting. And of course, 300,000 VK is a sort of a subgroup variant of Laibach from Slovenia. So, and before that, we heard some street recordings from Cherie Blackfeather post-election. I'm still pretty elated about the election. Maybe it's a little dated, but what the heck. And we heard Explosions in the Sky mixed in with audio from a website called sayhear.org. That's say, as in to say, and to hear. .org, where people could plug in their preference for candidates and record a little voicemail message. And so you heard a mashup of various interesting responses I found, and Explosions in the Sky, Your Hand in Mine. And before that, we heard a big, huge chunk of the new DJ Spooky album, Sound Unbound, with tons of people. We heard Gertrude Stein. There was some Marcel Duchamp on there, Sun Ra, Jean Cocteau, Allen Ginsberg, Martin Bates, and Matthew Herbert. This is an amazing album. I mean, I'll probably play more of this tonight and probably forever. It's pretty interesting people on here. And let's get back to more music.
This is the Weatherman. I'm dumb, you're smart, because you're on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. probably would have knocked me flat if it was wrong. I guess it's right.
Okay.
Okay. Oops, cut out the damn drone.
Yeah. Is this the satellite? Oh, my goodness. Oh, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Is this the satellite? Oh, my goodness. Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah.
This weekend. Yes. Is this the set? Oh, my goodness. Oh, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This weekend. Yes. Is this the set? Oh, my goodness. Oh, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This weekend. Yes. Is this the set? Oh, my goodness. Oh, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
You are right. My best friend is trying to kill me.
Are these boxes empty?
No, that's food in there, and some of it's over 40 years old.
Why does he want stuff like
because
that?
Because it looks good in here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'll have to clean out my cupboard someday, and you can bring some of my old stuff over here if you want it.
Oh, Zillow. And add Jemima pancake.
There's a fly in the room. David's got to swat it.
Damnation. I thought we got rid of it. It's all... brought the fly swatter in here. All right, maybe I stink or something. I'll be damned, there it is again. I missed him, damn it. Oh, he's gone again.
Boring. Okay,
so you're still sleeping in a sleeping bag downstairs. What was the dream you had?
Oh, yeah, well, that was a fun one. Just two nights ago, I just got finished watching Apocalypse Now for about the 10th time on the Independent Film Channel because I've got digital cable.
All
right. I just got my big speakers hooked up to it. It really sounded good. So I just turned out the lights, unplugged everything. I have to unplug everything because I'm always afraid there's going to be a transient peak. So I got everything right. I had my sprouted wheat and honey, and I just laid my head down. And maybe about an hour later, it seemed like there was something crawling all over me, like fingers. I thought maybe Buddy was inside the house. No? And I just let it happen. All this stuff, like somebody putting their hands all over my body or some animal walking all over me. I haven't had a dream like that in like 10 years. I don't know why it happened either. Maybe it has something to do with me getting friendly with the people at the cable company. I don't know, but it sure is very, well, not too disturbing, I guess. It just kind of was surprising that I could have something like that. But I don't feel I'm all that creative, if I ever was. So I let this happen. I thought, I actually opened my eyes, or I thought I did. I thought I could see this entity or whatever it was crawling on the top of my sleeping bag, but after a while it just kind of disappeared and there was nothing there. I couldn't figure that one out. So, what do you think it was? Do you have any idea?
Succubus?
I thought about something like that.
And am I intelligent enough to have something like that happen to me? That's incredible. What else happened? I started to have a wet dream. And you know what I did? I woke up and I stifled it right quick. And I didn't have to get the 409. It worked out real good. Because in the past... when I was younger, it'd be a big, messy thing, and I don't even want to talk about it. So yeah. It worked out just fine, yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
At least not at the moment.
No. Thank you.
Erinnern Sie sich noch?
Erdgerilla, Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
So späte Stunde noch einmal guten Abend. Hier rechts, Frau Ulrike Meinhof, Kolumnistin der Zeitschrift Konkret. Ihre Autorität beruht auf den Argumenten.
Erdgerilla, Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Erinnern Sie sich noch? Zwei furchtbare Weltkriege. Soll es schon wieder losgehen?
Stadtgerilla, Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Krieg oder Frieden? Und was war das Ende? Deutschland war ein Trümmerhaufen.
Stadtgerilla, Sympathisanten, Gangster,
es mag hier und da die Neigung geben, die als ungeheuerlich empfundenen terroristischen Taten nicht nur einen extremistischen Wahnsinn zur Last zu legen, sondern einen deutschen Wahnsinn überhaupt.
Stadtgerilla. Stadtgerilla. Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Frau Ulrike Meinhof. Aus Hamburg.
Mir scheint die Problematik hauptsächlich darin zu liegen, dass
Angriff gegen den Staat. Diese Gangster haben jedes Gefühl für die Würde und das Lebensrecht der Menschen verloren.
Stadtgerilla. 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 Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Haben Sie Verständnis dafür, dass wir heute natürlich auch keine Musik machen, die Sie also von den Stühlen reißen könnte, sondern dass wir die entsprechend angepasste Musik machen?
Die Männer ihre Kriegserlebnisse darstellen. Sie haben Angst davor. Bunker, Ausgangssperre, Taschengeldentzug, Zigarettenentzug. Sie haben Angst davor. Die Männer ihre Kriegserlebnisse darstellen. Sie haben Angst davor. Die Männer ihre Kriegserlebnisse darstellen. Sie haben Angst davor.
Wenn einem aber nichts anderes übrig bleibt. Wenn man also nicht im Fernsehen sitzt, wenn man wenigstens ein oder zweimal in der Woche, ein oder zwei Stunden lang genau sagen kann, wenn man nicht über die Millionen Auflagen von Springer-Zeitungen illustrierten verfügt, wenn man dann, wenn man öffentlich diskutieren will, auf Raumverbote stößt und auf Versammlungsverbote, wenn man demonstrieren will, auf Demonstrationsverbote stoßen. Polizeistaat.
Es gilt unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Polizeistaat. Polizeistaat.
Es gilt unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Thank you.
That amazing bunch of skronk was Richard H. Kirk operating under the handle Biochemical Dread from the 2002 album Bush Doctrine, we heard We Got Weapons and We Got More Weapons. That's a pretty cool album. I don't think he's ever done anything else under the imprint Biochemical Dread, but it's a great album. It's real dissonant. It almost reminds me of Cabaret Voltaire, and I guess he claimed that he even recorded some of this on some of the original Cabaret Voltaire equipment, like some of the stuff that they used back in the Nag, Nag, Nag era. So that's probably one of my favorite albums. It sort of has a Iraq War kind of theme running through it. Pretty cool. And before that, we heard more. We heard from Wobbly and the Weatherman, the artist Wobbly and the Weatherman, of course, from Negative Land, from a compilation they did. I think they did it with at KPFA. And we heard before that, we heard some Andreas Amerson, FM Einheit, from the album Deutsche Krieger. We heard a little bit of Ulrich Meinhof Paradise. And then, of course, more selections from that great DJ Spooky album. We heard a piece from Ayanna Sanakis and some Edgard Varese. So that's just great. And then, of course, more Wobbly and the Weatherman. And in the background, again, we're listening to some more 300,000 VK from the album Titan. And this is Rich. The time is 11:45 and 15 minutes. Dr. Zahm will be taking over. So stay tuned for that, definitely. The number down here is 503-231-8187. This is Rich. Hey, I figured since we're listening to 300,000 VK, why not? I think I'll close out my set with something from Leibach Kunst der Fuge, their interpretations of Bach music. This has been Rich. Stay tuned for Dr. Zom. Can you tell us anything about Leibach Kunst der Fuge?
Leibach Kunst der Fuge, the Fuge was, we were invited by Leipzig Bach Fest 2 years ago to do interpretation of Bach by our choice. So we decided to do Bach's last work, Kunst der Fuge, Kunst der Fuge, the Art of Fuge. Since this is a very interesting, it's a kind of musical and philosophical manifesto of Bach, which he did on his deathbed. That's also why it is unfinished. And it has never been specified on what instrument it's supposed to be played. And it's a kind of, you know, theoretical work, which we found most interesting to actually to let it through computers and computer programs. So we practically did something which is which was very much detached from you know, human interpretation, in fact. And because also Bach is in a way, with his mathematical logic, he is a kind of beginner of electronic thinking within the music.
Yeah, I was amazed how well his music translated to electronic music. It sounded very natural, and, you know, both very high tech but organic at the same time. I think it was a really good good melding of two different kinds of music.
Yeah, we did it in a way. We the only thing we let ourselves, you know, the freedom to do it with the spirit of the early electronic music, which was in kind of 60s and 70s with Tangerine Dream and Jean-Michel Jarre and so on.
It even reminded me a little bit of Walter Carlos or Wendy Carlos.
Walter Carlos, of course.
Yes, to some degree.
Wendy Carlos, yeah.
Is there any possibility of that material being released on DVD, at least the live performance part of it? From what videos I've seen, it's fascinating. I mean, it just looks really an interesting piece of...
The Bach performance?
Yes.
Well, with the Bach performance, as it was in Leipzig, was actually only once... We never kind of repeated that very performance, because we were playing chess game for 2 hours on stage, and but later on we did a short tour in Europe where we actually added quite a lot on the live performance, playing this program in live. That we are still doing.
So you're still touring Leibach Kunst der Fuge?
Occasionally, yes. Normally, it is much less interest for that kind of a program from usual, you know, rock promoters and so on. But there is some interest.
Do you think there'd be any interest in it in the USA?
I don't think so, because it's not so easy to come to U.S. From Europe, even with a normal program, and it's a very costly adventure.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe, hopefully, I don't know, if there is an interest, we'll be happy to come, but it's very difficult.
Here in the States, are there any...